Hey, are you okay? You seem a little quiet. You can talk to me. I promise I won't interrupt. I won't. Okay. I'm just struggling with your gender. I understand. I am just going to give you a minute to talk. I'm not going to interrupt. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to give you a little space to talk, okay? Okay, go ahead. Okay. I understand. Yeah. Okay. Of course. Okay. If you need to keep talking, just pause for a moment. Okay. I'm not a therapist. Yeah, I know you know that. I'm just your friend. But I am here to listen and to tell you just how amazing you are. You know, obviously, that I'm non-binary too, and I have been I have been out for 3 years. I want you to know that the people who seem to have a hand on their gender, the people who seem to get gender, don't all have themselves figured out. They don't have it all sorted. They don't know exactly who they are. Some people do, but the vast majority of people will never truly think about their gender. And you're really, really fucking brave for being open, for being honest, for being you, for being a proud person who's neither, or both, or any combination. I see you, okay? I see you. Not as a woman, not as a man, not even as non-binary. I see you. I see you. A funny, smart, intelligent person. Who makes me laugh, who will always bring a smile to my face, whose knowledge will always astound me, whose love I will always cherish. I see you not as anything. I see you as who you are. An amazing, talented human with nothing more to it. I'm not trying to detract from your experiences in any way by talking about my own. I just wanted to, you know, share my personal experiences. I know I am genderless, but I wake up so often and think, am I wrong? Am I making this up? Am I faking this? Am I just an attention seeker who wants, I don't know, people to make them feel comfortable? Because that's really attention seeking, isn't it? But in all seriousness, I have thought about my gender for hours upon hours upon hours, months and months, and I don't think I even have the start figured out. But that doesn't make me any less non-binary. Whether I know perfectly how to describe my gender, or I just say, hi, can you use they, them for me? I'm non-binary. Because I know it. And the people close to me, like you, who have accepted me, know it. And I know that you are non-binary. I see it. I do not think of you as a spicy woman or a spicy man or someone who, you know, wants to be woke. I don't see you as an SJW. I don't see you as someone who is trying to go against the grain and, you know, rebel. I don't see you as that. I see you as a non-binary person. Someone without gender. Simply. There is nothing more to say. I see you as non-binary because you are. And if one day that changes, if one day you decide you identify differently, then I would see you as a beautiful woman or a handsome man, because you are a stunning soul. You are a kind, considerate, amazing person who I feel honored to have in my life. There is no other word. I feel honored. You may never feel like you're getting it right. Maybe you get angry at yourself if you don't wear a binder for one day, or if you don't wear a chest plate, or if you don't pack, or if you don't tuck, or whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable. You are non-binary because you have no gender. I could not care less about your body. I could not care less about however you used to identify, however you were born. I just simply don't see that. I see you. I see a non-binary person. Not a femme non-binary, not a mask non-binary, not a anything. I see you. Truly, honestly, and wholly, I see you. Again, not as any one thing. Not as a gender, not as asexuality, not as a friend. I see you as a whole, wonderful, loving, kind person. who knows exactly what they want, even if they haven't got it figured out. You are amazing. That's it. You're amazing. Without any of the extra shit that is irrelevant. I don't need to know your exact reasoning for your gender while we sit and have fun. Because I enjoy having fun with you. You're my best friend. And I will always see you as that first. Do you want to stay the night? We can stay snuggled up in bed if you want. We don't have to, but, you know, you can choose a film. I'll go make you some dinner. And we can just be. No obligations. You don't need to talk. You don't need to do anything. Yeah? You'd like that? Okay. You pick a film. I don't mind if it's one we've watched 100 times before. Pick something that will make you feel comforted. I'm gonna go make you some dinner. If you need me, call me up and I'll be straight upstairs to talk. What do you fancy? Oh, there's a surprise. Okay, I'll get to it. I love you. You are wonderful. And you are valid. Okay? Cool. Again, if you need me, call me. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that. I always do. Bye-bye for now. I'm just downstairs if you need me.